Practice test. Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
The woman is using a musical instrument.
B.
The woman is typing on a laptop.
C.
The woman is playing a video game.
D.
The woman is sitting behind the table.
Statement B. The woman is typing on a laptop is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
A man is opening a box.
B.
A man is putting on a coat.
C.
A man is taping a box.
D.
A man is putting items on a shelf.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A man is pressing a button.
B.
A man is holding some bread.
C.
A man is pushing a cart.
D.
A man is opening an oven.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
A man is collecting up leaves.
B.
A man is cutting a bush.
C.
A man is holding some flowers.
D.
A man is climbing a tree.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
He's opening a can.
B.
He's holding a basket.
C.
He's opening a door.
D.
He's drinking some water.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
A woman is watering a plant.
B.
A man is throwing a cup.
C.
Some people are taking a walk.
D.
Some people are talking.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
She's putting on a scarf.
B.
She's driving a truck.
C.
She's looking at a book.
D.
She's holding a statue.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now let's begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Could you extend the deadline?
A. It's really big.
B.
Sorry, there isn't enough time.
C.
I think it's still alive.
Number 8.
Why haven't you printed out the report?
A.
I report to Frederick.
B.
On the company website.
C.
Sarah is using the printer.
Number 9.
Where do you want me to put this box?
A.
Right next to that chair.
B.
Be careful, it's fragile.
C.
We don't need the box.
Number 10.
Are you going out with the others?
A.
No, I have plans.
B.
Carl is married.
C.
I prefer this one.
Number 11.
Should we start the meeting now?
A.
I'm almost done.
B.
Let's wait a few more minutes.
C.
Who's coming to the meeting?
Number 12.
When will the promotions be announced?
A.
A big announcement.
B.
For 2 weeks.
C.
Next Friday.
Number 13.
Are you ready for your presentation?
A.
Thank you for the present.
B.
I am, but I'm really nervous.
C.
Samuel is ready.
Number 14.
Could you tell me about your new exhibit?
A.
At the convention center.
B.
She's in a meeting right now.
C.
Sorry, I don't work here.
Number 15.
Was that the last train?
A.
I thought it was rather dark.
B.
The bus is bigger.
C.
No, there's one more in an hour.
Number 16.
How many people will come to the open house?
A.
At 3 o'clock.
B.
About 20.
C.
On Wednesday.
Number 17.
When did you bake this cake?
A.
Yesterday morning.
B.
I took a class.
C.
I baked it for the party.
Number 18.
Who sent out the meeting notice?
A.
I believe it was Jessica.
B.
We ordered delivery.
C.
He's in a meeting.
Number 19.
Please tell me when you're done.
A.
You can copy mine.
B.
It's over there.
C.
Oh, I just finished.
Number 20.
How often do you go to New York?
A.
In 2 weeks.
B.
Once a month.
C.
To see family.
Number 21.
Ken will be giving the speech at the conference.
A.
He's a great speaker.
B.
I gave it to you yesterday.
C.
It was an amazing speech.
Number 22.
Doesn't the manager usually leave at 6?
A.
No, Sam is the manager.
B.
She has to work late tonight.
C.
I'm leaving now.
Number 23.
Can you help me plug in my monitor?
A.
No, it's on the television.
B.
Sam will be monitoring you.
C.
Sure, give me 1 minute.
Number 24.
Do you know how to get to the post office?
A.
You just have to click this button.
B.
Sorry, I'm new to this area.
C.
It hasn't been posted yet.
Number 25.
What did you have for breakfast?
A.
Sorry, I don't have any.
B.
I haven't eaten yet.
C.
We're going out for lunch.
Number 26.
How often does this item go on sale?
A.
It shipped out yesterday.
B.
Only once a year.
C.
He comes in once a week.
Number 27.
You check the schedule, right?
A.
Yes, we're right on time.
B.
No, it's on the left.
C.
I prefer driving.
Number 28.
What should I wear to the event?
A.
Wear something comfortable.
B.
It's going to be a big event.
C.
It's near the hotel.
Number 29.
Don't you need to use the computer?
A.
Yes, I need your help.
B.
Helen knows how to use it.
C.
No, I brought my laptop.
Number 30.
Will someone be bringing food?
A.
Can I bring a friend?
B.
Sam is hungry.
C.
We're going out for lunch.
Number 31.
Was the bathroom cleaned?
A.
Cheryl is doing it now.
B.
She's in the hallway.
C.
Your room is very clean.
Part 3. Directions. You'll hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation at your restaurant for Thursday at 7 p.m.
I'm sorry, sir, but we are completely booked that night. We do still have room for Friday evening.
I won't be in town that day. I have an early flight to Paris Friday morning.
I see. Why don't I add you to our waiting list? I'll just need your name and phone number. I'll contact you if someone cancels.
Number 32. Who most likely is the woman? Number 33. What problem does the woman mention? Number 34. What will the man do Friday morning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I saw the notice on your gym's website that you're looking for a yoga instructor. I wanted to speak to the manager about it.
The manager isn't here this week. She is at a conference. If you come back next Monday, she will see you.
Sounds good. Also, where is the restroom?
Oh, it is currently being cleaned. I recommend going upstairs and using the one next to the cafe.
Number 35. What is the purpose of the woman's visit? Number 36. Where is the manager? Number 37. What does the man recommend doing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I would like to have my trumpet repaired. How much would it cost?
Well, for a full repair, it would cost about $100. But we give discounts to those who play for a professional orchestra.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Also, do you sell practice books? I need to buy one for a student I am teaching.
We don't sell books, but I actually have an extra one. I'll give it to you when you drop off your instrument.
Number 38. What most likely is the woman's job? Number 39. What does the man say about professional musicians? Number 40. What does the man offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Carol. I've been trying to log on to my computer, but it won't let me log in.
Did you get the email the manager sent last Friday? The computers are being updated.
Oh, I was in a meeting all day Friday. But I need to change an order quickly.
Call the vendor and tell them the change. If you call quickly, it'll be okay.
Number 41. What problem does the man mention? Number 42. According to the woman, what happened on Friday? Number 43. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Jasper, are you going to the financial planner's workshop this weekend in Doylestown? A few of us from the finance team are going.
I'd love to, but the price of registration is a bit too high. I'll just have to go next time.
Didn't you hear at this morning's meeting? The company will pay for it.
Really? Great. I wonder if it covers transportation, too. I'll ask the manager about it as well.
Number 44. What is the woman planning to do this weekend? Number 45. What is the man worried about? Number 46. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Raymond Lighting Company, Owen speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I stopped by your store just an hour ago, but now I don't see my wallet anywhere. It's blue.
Yes, we have it. One of our employees found it by cash register. We will keep it until you can come pick it up. Please come to the customer service desk when you arrive.
Great. I will be there within an hour.
Number 47. Who most likely is the man? Number 48. What does the woman mean when she says,
I don't see my wallet anywhere?
Number 49. What does the man ask her to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Danielle, and I will be taking you on a tour of the Sweet Time Candy Factory.
I heard we will be able to make some of the candy ourselves. Is this true?
Yes. At the end of the tour, you will make some candy. And you will be given a bag of our special Sea Creatures Collection candy.
Oh, I'm very excited. I heard that the collection is not sold in stores and only available on the tour.
Number 50. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 51. What will happen at the end of the tour? Number 52. What is mentioned about the Sea Creatures Collection? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
So, I think we should make a new product. We only produce computers, but I want to make something else.
I suggest working with another company to do it. It'll be easier.
But I don't know any companies that could help us.
A friend of mine works for Tulip Audio. They are a startup company that makes speakers. I'll call him and ask for a meeting.
Number 53. What kind of products do the speakers produce? Number 54. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 55. What is mentioned about Tulip Audio? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like to purchase tickets to the French Nobility Exhibition.
I'm sorry, but that exhibit is for museum members only. Would you like to sign up for a membership? For new members, the fee is only $20 for 1 year.
Sure, I'll sign up for it now.
Great, I'll just need to see your ID.
Number 56. Where are the speakers? Number 57. What is mentioned about the exhibit? Number 58. What does the woman ask for? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I called this meeting because I want to talk about company costs. Our electricity bill is too high.
Right. And it's getting higher each month. What about shortening work hours? It would definitely help decrease our electricity bill. What do you think, Sam?
That's not a bad idea, but I'm worried the president won't like it.
That's true. Why don't we test the idea for 2 weeks? If it works out, we can ask the president to permanently change the hours.
Number 59. What are the speakers discussing? Number 60. What does the woman suggest doing? Number 61. What is Sam worried about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and phone directory.
Susan, there is a guest outside looking for Walter Coleman.
Oh, right. You're new here. Walter works in accounting, but right now he is in the president's office, so call that room first.
All right. Also, while she is waiting, why don't I bring her something to drink?
Good idea. We usually give everyone a cup of tea, but you should call Mr. Coleman first.
Number 62. What is mentioned about the man? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which extension will the speaker dial? Number 64. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and user manual.
Hello. I purchased the new Vitro Health Band, but it doesn't seem to be working. It won't record my data.
I'm sorry to hear that. If the power is too low, the health band can't record data.
But according to the user manual, I have about 50% battery left on the band.
Oh? Then there is something wrong with the device. I'll email you a label for you to send it back to us.
Number 65. What problem does the woman mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. According to the woman, how many dots is the band playing? Number 66. Look at the graphic. According to the woman, how many dots is the band displaying? Number 67. What does the man say he will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Hello, welcome to the Pastoral Restaurant. May I take your order?
I can't decide what to order. The grilled salmon looks good, and so does the lamb.
Well, the salmon dish is only available on Fridays.
Then I'll take the lamb. Also, could I get another fork? This one is a bit dirty.
Number 68. Who most likely is the man? Number 69. What does the man say about the salmon dish? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for her meal? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following instructions.
In next week's class, you will learn how to make a skirt. It is perfect for beginners like all of you. Please bring fabric to the next class. I will pass out a sheet to tell you what kind to get. Also, I recommend going to the store I mentioned before, the Bobbin Box, as they will give you a 25% discount.
Number 71. Who are the listeners most likely to be? Number 72. What will the speaker most likely do next? Number 73. What does the speaker recommend doing? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Bob from Candle Home. I'm calling to let you know that the candles you requested are currently unavailable. Since you said you needed the items right away, I have shipped the rest of the order first. Once the candles become available, I will send them by express mail. I apologize for the delay.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the phone call? Number 75. What is mentioned about the candles? Number 76. What does the man offer to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
The Big Dipper is one of the hottest restaurants in Easton Park. Just last month, the restaurant received an award for the best restaurant of the year. The restaurant has also been featured in the Portland Post newspaper. Local food critic Jose Furtado described his meal as amazing. Come and see what everyone is talking about.
Number 77. What type of place is the speaker advertising? Number 78. According to the speaker, what happened last month? Number 79. Who is Jose Furtado? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Janet. It's Giselle. Thank you again for watching my cat, Coco, while I go on vacation. I forgot to mention something earlier. This Thursday, I'm expecting a package to be delivered to my house. Could you keep it at your place until I get back? Thanks a lot. I promise to get you a gift from here. See you soon.
Number 80. Who is Coco? Number 81. What does the speaker say about Thursday? Number 82. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we end today's meeting, I'd like to talk about a change at our stores. Next month, we will be introducing a few new dishes to the menu. We received a lot of requests for them, especially the cheeseburger one. Dennis, please send an email to all store managers and remind them to purchase the new supplies for the new dishes.
Number 83. What is the speaker discussing? Number 84. What did the speaker say about the cheeseburger dish? Number 85. What does the man ask Dennis to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Okay, everyone. We finally arrived at the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. You have about an hour and a half to look around. This place also has a wonderful cafe. We won't have time to have lunch, so I recommend stopping by. When you get off the bus, I will give you pins. This shows the staff you have paid the entrance fee. Don't lose these pins. Now, gather your things and let's go see these gardens.
Number 86. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 87. What does the speaker suggest? Number 88. What will listeners receive? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news broadcast.
And now for some local news. The city of Georgetown has officially opened their new indoor dog park. Area residents were worried about the noise at the new facility. Officials, however, say they haven't had any noise complaints. The city also mentioned that there have been a lot more people in the area because of the new park, which is good for local businesses. You can find more information about the new park, including coupons for admission, on the city website.
Number 89. What does the speaker say has recently opened? Number 90. According to the speaker, what were residents worried about? Number 91. What can be found on the city's website? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Wade. This is Carol from Sunshine Dry Cleaners. I'm calling because there is a problem with your shirt. I accidentally burned your shirt while ironing it. I am very sorry about this. I won't charge you for your entire dry cleaning order, and I'll pay for a new shirt. Since you are one of our regular customers, I feel very bad about this and want to make this up to you. Please call me back as soon as you can. Thanks.
Number 92. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 93. What does the speaker offer to do? Number 94. What is mentioned about the listener? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and list.
Hello, this is Daniel from Folgerton Auto. I received your online reservation for a minivan. Unfortunately, the one that you reserved is currently in the shop for repairs. Since you mention you only will have two bags, we still have a great vehicle for you. And to apologize for the trouble, I will include a GPS in the vehicle free of charge. Please call me back to confirm your reservation. Thank you.
Number 95. What kind of business does the speaker run? Number 96. How did the listener make the reservation? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which vehicle will the listener most likely rent? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hello, this is Bradley from Cloud Cafe. I hate to tell you this, but we need to change the renovation orders we asked of you. Our budget has been reduced a lot, and we can only afford $500 worth of renovations. I'm still waiting for approval, but we can only go with one of them. We need to open the cafe a lot earlier than we had planned.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the phone call? Number 99. What is the man waiting for? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which task will the listener most likely do? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.